What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For extraordinary diamonds and customer service, visit Mark's in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at Mark's-Jewelers.com. Should the Phillies part with some of their top prospects to get a controllable high-end closer? We end it with 71.4% saying yes. People are now...
Take that to the bank, Dombo.
I do think...
Now you got to ask.
If we put Andrew Painter's name... in the poll.
Oh, they'd be like, no.
Or Aiden Miller's name in the poll. I wonder. Painter seems like the one nobody wants to trade. I think people would be okay with
Aiden Miller.
Aiden Miller.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we still got Bowman, Stott here.
Yeah, everything's fine. Yeah. Bowman's almost 30, Stott's 28, you know, hitting 243. Yeah, everything's going well.
Well, what do you think it would have been had you put a poll up that said closer or batter or bat?
Put it up there. Like talk about it tomorrow.
Like which one would you want?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think that I
I think we did it like 2 weeks ago.
Oh. What do you
Okay.
Yeah, well, listen.
I didn't know.
Not exactly reinventing the wheel.
My
here.
Gut would be it's people would say bat.
Yeah, it's always a bat.
Yeah. I think they're wrong. I can see it in the in the playoffs. I can just
I can also see the offense falling apart.
But you know what? The offense is going to fall apart whether there's one extra bat or not.
Yeah, but can I give your chances being a little bit better?
Last thing on the offense until tomorrow or maybe even later today.
Yeah.
Is like with all the complaining about Max Kepler, all the complaining about Marsh or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like if the top guys in the lineup are hitting,
sure. Everything is
every lineup in baseball has some sort of imbalance except for the Dodgers. Like the Dodgers have an outrageous lineup, but everybody else, like you think the Mets who were competing with the division with have four good hitters. It is about Bryce, Trey, Schwarber, Bohm, Castellanos.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. It really is about those guys.
If those guys are producing, we don't care that Max Kepler's hitting 223.
Yep.
We really wouldn't. Yep. Every team has a guy hitting 220 in their starting lineup. Every single team. 215-592-9494. Corey in Pottstown, you're on WIP.
Spike.
Corey.
Why you got to talk so bad about me?
What did you do?
I am one of the nicest guys that calls this radio station.
What did I say?
You called me a bozo, a clown, the guy with the speaker. That's me.
I don't think I mean you were being you were set to be a bozo. I have great respect for you. And the fact that you brought the mic and the speaker there is very ballsy. But I did have a great worry that you were going to yell in the speaker as Chris was pitching.
No, absolutely not.
Okay,
and
my bad then.
I will
then.
Say this, Spike.
Yeah.
As long as you've been on a radio station, everything like that. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Not as far as the amount of people, but did yesterday's event feel like Wing Bowl-esque yesterday?
Hmm.
Well, there were less half naked people.
It's a little different.
Different. Yeah, there was that. I didn't have to wake up in midnight to get there.
But
kid friendly.
I put my speaker there to play music.
That's my bad.
It'll be like a party, and it felt like a party out there.
I agree.
That's the only reason why. I got everyone to say, listen, I'm rooting for Joe. I was rooting for Joe. But it was one of those things where I felt like that was a party atmosphere, and that's why I brought the speaker.
That's fair. So, I apologize.
Now
let me say this, Corey. What ends up happening with me is, even though I'm a host now, every once in a while my old PD thing pops up, and I see the guy with the speaker, and I'm like, this guy's going to be a pain in the ass. That's the first thing. So I apologize. I didn't know.
No problem. Yeah. No problem.
Okay.
Jack Fritz, I have something to say to you, sir.
Great.
Jack, let me just say this. After hearing your old baseball coach last week and watching you pitch this week, I will tell you this. I truly believe, and I don't know if the word I'm going to say is too strong or whatever, not serious or whatever, but I truly believe if your heart was into baseball, I saw an absolute baseball pitcher out there yesterday. And I would be proud to follow you as a baseball player if you had made it. You looked like a general out there yesterday. You looked in control. And if you were a Phillies pitcher, I would absolutely wear your shirt. You looked like a composed baseball player out there yesterday. I absolutely wish your dream of being a ball player had come true. I would have been following you absolutely.
Well, I appreciate that. I certainly felt like I was back in my comfort zone. Mm-hmm. But fortunately, I was blessed with 82 and 84, not blessed with 90 to 94.
I get it. Yeah. Hey, so was Jamie Moyer at some point, so I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, it was 50, though, in that.
Yeah.
But, Jack, great job out there yesterday. I wanted to say this to you. I wanted to call you guys yesterday, but you had to get back into the game. Spike was just calling me all kinds of names. I felt so bad.
All right, enough.
All right, guys, it was a pleasure talking to you. Great job. And, Jack, good job yesterday.
Thank you, Corey. I mean, I'm not crazy to think that the guy in the camera section with the speaker would be, you know, it was certainly reasonable to think that he could have misbehaved.
Yeah.
You know?
And your natural instinct is to meet problems at the beginning. You don't want to wait until something actually happens. You're already envisioning what could go wrong.
Well, he does it when Fritz pitches, and then I'm screaming that pitch shouldn't count.
Right.
And then
you don't want to have to go through all of that.
No.
I gotta admit though, our boy, he had a flashback yesterday.
Dude, really did. I really did.
He had a flashback yesterday. He was in his glory days.
He was back in his glory yesterday, man.
He felt like the big dog on campus.
Yep.
He was out there on the mound.
Yep.
It was his game.
Yep.
His ball. He's in control, man. It felt good to sit back and just watch him in his little element, man.
Yeah. So I will admit, I did feel that way a lot.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? I got to the field early, did the old
jog
in the outfield, did the old long tossing session. Good, and I was like, I kind of remember how to do this thing a little bit, you know?
Well, and most people do not get the opportunity, if they do that early in life, to you know, 10 years later, 15 years later, not only get the opportunity to do it again, but do it in front of hundreds of people who care about the outcome, legitimately care about the outcome. It must have been cool. You probably never thought you would pitch in front of a big group of people.
No, and that's why you know, I was like, I have one shot to ever come out the Rooster. But we're taking it today. But yeah,
he was not failing yesterday. That was not going to happen.
It was interesting because on the golf course, I felt the meltdown coming. I could see this. Baseball, I was like, I've done this before. So yeah,
no, it looked like it. So yeah, it was good.
No, the arm was dying by the end, but
yeah,
he got there.
Patty in Newtown, you're on WIP. What's up, Patty?
Hi guys.
Hey Patty.
How are you?
Hi Patty.
Good. Having fun with this. This is a lot of fun for everybody to follow. So thanks for that great idea. Whose idea would you say it was?
It's probably DeCamera saying that he challenged Jack, right? And then
I kind of forget the origins.
I think
didn't start with me.
No, I think it was DeCamera challenging Jack, and then us telling Jack he should do it, and then us asking Rod for 3.5 months when it was going to happen.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I just wanted to share an immature little thing that made me chuckle about the whole thing on Tuesday. Well, first of all, I'm a retired teacher, and I was remembering back to the days when kids had to sign out to go to the bathroom.
Yes.
And they would write, like, bend over, paratesticles.
Yeah.
And then you bring on the ump. And another favorite was Pat McGroin.
Yes.
And you bring on the ump, and it's like, wait, did I just hear? So it was Pat McGroin.
Yeah, it was McGroin. It was very close to Pat McGroin, though.
All I could think about was the old days. The clipboard with the signatures on it.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I hadn't thought of that, but his name was very close to McGroin. Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right, that's it. It's a lot of fun. Thanks.
Thank you, Patty. Yeah. OG Wade, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What's up?
Are you
OG?
Done bootlegging our material events and content?
Yeah.
Not necessarily. I think we're at war right now. Y'all play my song on the thing, you know, and y'all copped that off of me. You took all my bits. I mean, what song are you talking about?
What song are you talking about?
Don't worry about it.
It's
the opening of the OG Knowledge Without College.
Yes. Hold on.
Song is that?
I was playing the Kendrick Lamar song. We were playing that song first here.
Wait, he took our song?
Yes, he took our song.
I got receipts. Now that's over. That argument's over. I won it. So anyway, listen. So, and as far as with the video, if y'all punks would just look at it for a moment, Justin was up on the hill. Okay, I pulled him off the hill, put him behind the
What, plate. About a mile so, away?
He videotaped the sky. Yeah. It was mostly just the sky.
Yeah, did you tell him it was the baseball that people wanted to see?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That was my fault. That was my fault. Because, whatever. Yeah. So I won that one, too. But listen. Now, but Jack, you got some swag, man. You walked off the mound. You look like you had you from the delegation a little bit, Jack.
Wow.
Many people were saying you that.
Not, you did not have the Peter Pan walk. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know. You got a little sweaty with you, boy. So, you know, I was getting ready to trade you in for Cooper DeJean that we stole from y'all already. So, you know what I mean? But listen, I will say again, you do not get no credit for yesterday. I don't know why spiking them up here, giving you flowers. You're supposed to do what you did.
Yeah, I agree.
Here we go.
I agree. That's
is that what y'all wanted to see?
Here's the problem. It's going to be this next little segment, you know what I mean, that we got going on. And I will be live streaming that one, too. I'm over 6,000 views on it, too. As bad as the video was, I'm over 6,000 views.
Oh, well, like, congratulations. Oh,
that's all he cares about.
Where are you going to spend all those views? What are you going to do with those views?
Hey, my subscribers went up.
Oh, okay. All right.
I got more subscribers. I'm over 3,000 in followers on Twitter now.
Wow.
I made it.
You're a lunatic.
Well, we're glad we could help you.
Yeah. There he is.
No, y'all glad I can help you.
All right.
You didn't help anyone.
This friggin' guy.
Get out of here, man.
We've had enough.
I almost got Corey in trouble, too. You know that, right?
What did he do?
He said a little something about the front runner with Jalen. I had to check him. You know what I mean?
No positivity about Bryce, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Jody Cameron had more hits than Bryce Harper coming into yesterday. So, wow.
And then what happened yesterday?
Bryce Harper got a hit.
Four hits.
Two hits yesterday?
Four
extra base hits for the first time in his career.
Oh, that's not that bad.
No. Yeah.
Who was it against? Was it
the Giants, who are good. Giants. Baseball, can we stop?
All I want them to do is run the ball. They just won't do it.
I know. Yes.
Run the ball.
Run the ball. All right.
Get the bunts down.
Yeah.
Run the ball.
Justin and Yonkers, you're on WIP.
Yonkers?
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. First time calling to you guys. I would like them to get a bat and a bullpen, but I'm kind of with Spike. I think the bullpen is an absolute must. This bullpen, the fact that Kirkering is the most trusted guy is just terrifying. And, like, I can see it. Like, what's the point of having these starting pitchers if in the playoffs, you know, you're going to blow games? And I just don't think one bat, like, unless you're getting an impact bat, like a Kwan or a Jose Ramirez, I don't think it's worth going out and spending anything on a platoon guy. But Felix Bautista from Baltimore, he's the guy that I've wanted for a while. And I honestly think he's the best at all these closers. Basse, Miller, like, this guy is just, like, a beast, really. And I think while you're at it, they could throw in Sir Anthony and bring him back, because I think we need two arms, really.
We do.
I just wanted to see
Sir Anthony might be back, too.
He's had a good year.
He's at
the Orioles. Yeah. You know what, Justin, one thing that Jack was right about, when the Giants traded for Devers, I was like, why can't we trade for Devers? And he's like, that guy's a loser. And watching three games of Devers, I don't think he ran to first base one time.
Dude, imagine LA.
Oh, my God.
If Devers is on this team.
I want to murder him. He wasn't even on my team. Yeah. I was like, will you run to first, you loser?
He blew off Will Clark three straight times.
Oh, yeah, he wanted to help him play first base.
They brought in Will Clark to help him learn first base, and Devers blew him off.
Yeah, wasn't interested.
Yeah, he's listening.
That guy sucks.
They had to get him out of Boston, but then you wonder, why the hell would San Francisco trade for him?
Yeah.
They need a star. They can't get a real star there the last couple of off seasons. Like, they paid Adamas, but that's not a real star.
Right.
Yeah.
They needed a franchise player.
Yeah.
The Red Sox are 12-9 since the trade. Giants are 10-12.
Yeah, not great. Well, they beat us 2-3.
Well, they can't win out there.
Yeah. Appreciate the call, Justin. Thanks, man.
I think Bautista is the best one.
Yeah.
Of the relievers. Like, Class A does worry me from the standpoint. He's pitched in three straight years over 70 plus games a year, which is a lot for a reliever. He had a 0.64 ERA last year, was great. This year it's up in the 3.1 area. His strikeout numbers aren't great, like for a guy that throws 98 with a cut that he has. But I for my money, I think Bautista's the best.
Donna in Havertown, you're on WIP. What's up, Donna?
Hey guys, how are you? Long time.
Thank you for calling, Donna.
Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I was the quote unquote young lady that had a little confrontation with that same guy that Spikey with.
Yeah, that guy was riled up.
He was. He was. I would say belligerent.
Yes, that's a fair way to put it.
Oh, but you set him straight, though. You set him straight, Donna.
He finally quieted down after you talked to him.
I guess so. When you walked over, I thought, oh, there's going to be a throwdown. I thought.
Now I can't fight.
I didn't even have time to get around there.
Thanks to the two gentlemen that were sitting next to it, they were like, Spike, get your phone from that guy. Get away. Get out of here. I was like, all right. I got my phone back. So.
Yeah, I was thinking, well, he left his phone with him? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It was intense but fun at the same time. So it was great. I love you guys. You're my boys. I'll stick up for you anytime.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you for coming out yesterday.
Yeah, no problem. Every time. Love you guys.
All right,
love
Donna.
You. Love you. A lot of love out there.
Oh, yeah. All the love. Well, I mean, it's a power WIP yesterday.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah, it was pretty good.
That was fun, man. Everybody coming out, having a good time, middle of the day, middle of the week.
Wednesday, yeah.
Plymouth White Marsh.
Yep.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't sell for ordinary, choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square, online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Hey, we're looking for the next Harry Carey, and we love your dugout play-by-play. The email the Cubs sent Jack back in the day.
Makes a lot of sense. Making more and more sense by the day.
Your college coach saying that you were doing play-by-play in the dugout was one of the fun. Your college coach, that call was one
it
of
was
the funny,
cool, yeah.
One of the funniest calls ever.
A memorable college career.
Yep. Well, when I told Jack that I had his college coach coming on, I could see his face. He was like, oh,
they don't know where this is going to go.
Yep. What's next?
I'd actually give them an A++. Spike grading the Sixers offseason.
For Christ's sake.
Threw that in there.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Will they paint you as some kind of homer?
I'm not a homer.
I know.
What's next?
Only Chuck could utter literally just one throwaway sentence about a complex political subject like unions and then follow it up with, that's right! I had to speak on it. Alex in Lancaster.
No, he wanted to speak on it.
Oh, he sure did. I was waiting for the... If it went one sentence further, I was going to be like, Chuck, no. We're not talking about the trash guy strike. We're not.
That's over.
It is over. It is over.
You folded like a cheap tent, but yeah, it's over.
Everybody's getting paid. The trash is getting picked up.
Yes.
Everybody's happy. But look...
Well, if, not everybody. But.
Well, if I'll tell you what, if I was still a Philadelphia resident, I would be thrilled. You know.
Oh yeah, this trash has to go.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. What's next?
Spike, 10-minute diatribe crushing the morning show after Jack's win. Also, Spike, can I say something? Bryce Harper is a front runner. Tim in Newark.
Oh, that's not true. I crushed the morning show after they won too.
I know.
Yeah. That's just simply not true.
Yeah.
It's simply not true. What's next?
Yo, quid pro what?
The listeners in the Delaware Valley when Spike started using legal terms.
Quid pro quo.
Yeah. Quid pro quo.
I can just imagine our listeners. Like,
yeah.
What the hell are you saying?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to kick your ass.
Yeah. Dork.
Eat a burger.
Skinny dork. Dad got you the job.
Yeah, that's why you ran out of New York on his very big words.
Yeah. What's next?
Spike is that one friend who, when a fight breaks out, only starts yelling after people step in between. Yeah, you're lucky they're holding me back. Frank in Ardmore.
Oh, that's not true.
Nah, you're very aggressive.
No, because yesterday he didn't by himself. Yes. He went over there by himself.
Yeah, me and Hiker sitting there like, oh, no.
Yeah, yeah, you guys were 10 feet behind me.
I was doing a read.
Yeah, that was,
and I can't move.
Yeah, I made the longest read of the year.
That was straight up just me. Trust me, I am a fool in that way, just waiting to get my ass kicked.
Me and Rod is standing there looking and not doing anything.
Well, that is the, I didn't know he was there. He was
right there.
I was telling him about it. He was like, oh, yeah, I saw it.
Like, no worries. Everything will work out.
What's next?
Really good growth from Spike with Chuck. He didn't even ask if he needed a bucket to see the field yesterday. Mark in Montgomery.
Yeah, me and Chuck, that's two or three straight calls that have been all right.
Man. Whew. Training camp's right around the corner.
Oh, yeah, we'll get there. We'll get there. Tomorrow, we will be with you at Chickies and Pete's, the great Chickies and Pete's on Packer Ave. We hope to see you there. If not, we hope that you listen. Coming up next is, this is exciting, Rob Cherry is on next.
Angry Bob?
I saw Angry Bob back there. I haven't seen him. I don't think I've seen him once. I've been back. I haven't seen him. Looks great.
He does look great.
Looks exactly, well, great. Looks exactly the same as he did when I started here.
Yeah.
So
shirts iron and everything. That's not normal. I've been looking at this picture of Tom Brady all day. It's Fritz.
Oh, yeah, in the other studio.
Yeah. It looks like Tom Brady to me, like a young Tom Brady.
Yeah, it's my freshman year photo.
Why is that photo in there?
Well, Rhea puts a photo behind her, I guess, like the theme of the day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, by the way, Tom Brady might be with Sophia
Vergara.
Yeah.
Listen, Tom stays winning.
Yeah. Yes. She's doing all right for 52.
Yeah, he ain't lying.
Yeah. Rob Cherry is next. We will talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.